All right. This is the audio for the Enlightenment. This is the ER version. If you have the standard version, head back to the website and grab that. Okay, so the following are the most important beliefs of the Enlightenment, a philosophical movement that changed how we think about politics. All right, number one is reason. So the absolute most important belief of the Enlightenment was that reason should guide humanity. Reason is the ability to make observations and to come to answers that make sense and are based on the information known. The writers of the Enlightenment stated that everything should be based on reason, government, science, daily lives, and even religion to some Enlightenment thinkers. All right, idea number two is popular sovereignty. Until the modern era, most kings and governments claimed their authority came from God, a concept called divine right. This idea was challenged in the Enlightenment by the emergence of popular sovereignty. Popular sovereignty is the idea that governments take their authority from the consent and support of the people, not from God. One application of this idea is that if a government fails or mistreats its people, the people have the right to replace it. All right, number three, constitutionalism. So one of the most important political ideas was the concept that governments should have a constitution. The idea of a constitution is that government should have powers that are clearly defined, not able to just make them up however it wants. A constitution was a sort of deal with the people, so that the people of the country could know exactly what rules and powers the government had over them and what rights they as citizens would have. Number four is natural rights. So many Enlightenment writers believe the idea of natural rights, which stated that all people are born with rights that the government cannot take away. This idea suggested that even the most powerful absolute monarch still had no right to do certain things to his or her citizens. According to John Locke, there were three natural rights: life, liberty, and property. All individuals are entitled to live in safety, to be free from oppression, to acquire property, and to have it safe from theft or seizure. It is the responsibility and duty of the government, Locke wrote, to uphold and protect the natural rights of individuals. And lastly is equality. So one of the central ideas of the Enlightenment was that all humans are basically equal. It didn't necessarily say that everyone was as strong or as smart or as rich as anyone else, but that all people are people and that they should be treated the same. Many Enlightenment philosophers such as Rousseau or Locke thought that people are born entirely equal to one another and that it is their upbringing or their society that makes them either good or bad, intelligent or ignorant. All right, that's the end. Thanks for listening.